All right, good to see everybody back again. Let's do a couple of questions. And Carlin had a question about, I mentioned that I don't think you should offer a money-back guarantee for services. And I don't think you should offer a money-back guarantee for services, although there's something of a caveat for that. So let's say we'll just do something really simple like coaching where it's just straight time for money. I'm not going to offer you a coaching package where I've cleared out my calendar and I've put the time into researching your business. And those for me are very front loaded. We have a conversation and I spent all kinds of time walking around the house and putting together recommendations. If I'm sinking my time in, then I'm not giving you your money back because I'm just not. And service providers run into this all the time. You have that desire, like you're a graphic designer, to say, well, if you don't like the design, I'll give you your money back. Well, guess what? You've just given people a big incentive to be a royal pain in your neck and not respect your work and not respect your time. It's not a normal best practice to give people their money back if you've put time in. Now, sometimes you can give people a partial refund if you're partly into an engagement and you're like, this is not working. Like, we're not a good fit. I didn't understand this project. You can do that, but you should get paid for the time that you put in. Unless, you know, sometimes it's dire. I mean, sometimes it's just dire. Sometimes it's like, you know what? Yes, I am going to give you this $500 back and I don't ever want to talk to you again. It can happen, but as a general rule, it should be a policy. If you put time in delivering a service, I do not recommend you offer a money back guarantee on that time. And I recommend you only give money back in extraordinary services, in extraordinary circumstances. Chris asks if the ebook is available for those who are not watching live. 100%. So it usually takes, it's going to take me a couple of days, but you all will get a replay with the video. You'll get a downloadable audio version and then the ebook. And there might be some additional links that are not in the ebook because that ebook was written a couple of years ago. So that'll also be on your replay page. Happy to do it. Copywriting courses I do recommend, especially in that values-driven angle. I generally, for persuasion copywriting, I like Copy Hackers. I would say we don't always see, like Joe and I do not, Joe Weeb runs Copy Hackers. We're not always in perfect alignment, but we don't have to be because there's a lot of different ways to write copy. I like Copy Hackers because it's just very it is more advanced. It is more, they're not just teaching you stuff that you could pick up in any copywriting book. For the basics, go to Copyblogger and just honestly read Copyblogger. Read the copywriting posts on Copyblogger. Look at the copywriting category there and get a couple of copywriting books. The basics, like kind of what we did today, but like the next step beyond that, you can pick up from books. I have never taken a course from AWAI, but I think they're probably good. And they have very specialized courses, which I think is interesting. So, you know, you can take a course from AWA on how to write white papers or how to write, you know, very specific things. They're not necessarily going to go into the kind of return to safety thing, but that is something that you can layer in. Mike mentioned, you know, when you talk about value proposition, you talk about finding your ideal client. 100%. I mean, that's kind of where that voice and values comes from. It is important to find the person that you can actually help. So the person who, you know, they have the problem you're good at solving and that you want to be around. If you are more of a free spirit, you really do not want the client who's like very into the details. You're just not going to get along, you know? On the other hand, if you're very into the details, you don't want the client who's a free spirit. They're going to drive you up the wall. So values, your ideal client is really people who have the problem you're really good at solving, people who have money, people who have money to spend on what you offer, and then people who are just like the kind of people you like to spend time with. They have the kind of values and the kind of personality that you're aligned with. And you know, that internet marketing for nice people example that I used is a great example of putting out into the world the kind of client you want. Because I'll tell you a very interesting thing about that course. Trying to remember the name of the other thing. Oh, yeah. So Naomi, who is the person I did the course with, did a course before our course called Marketing for Wimps with Javi Brooks. Some of you remember Javi, who's still around and still writing and still publishing. And a lot of the same people took both courses. But when they showed up for the Wimps course, or maybe it was Business for Wimps, I don't remember exactly what it was, they brought their wimpy self. There was like just a lot of like, I don't know if I can do it. It seems so hard. I feel like this is really hard. You know, they were not bringing their power, right? They were not claiming their power. And everybody has all those things inside of us, right? We all have our moments when we're feeling wimpy, and we all have our moments when we're feeling powerful. The same people came to the new course and they were nice. So a lot of times finding your ideal client involves coaching them about what you expect when they show up. Here's what I expect from you when you show up. It's setting boundaries, not in like a salty way or an aggressive way or a, you know, a toxic way, but in a like, here's what I'm looking for when you come. When you come to work with me, I'm looking for you to bring your powerful self. And if you need support, let me know. And we have support available. But you don't set the expectation that they're going to show up and just collapse. So that's part of, that's a subtlety that I think is really interesting and really kind of fun to play with. Good question. Very good question. Thank you. We're already going so long, guys. Sorry. I hope this is not too much. I mean, it's a lot. All right. I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody's question. Anybody have anything to wrap us up with? You can always shoot me a note. Y'all know my email address. So if you have a question that comes up, shoot it on over. All right, I have kept you here for 2 hours. So, hey, Leslie. Sorry, I'm tired too. I have kept you here for 2 hours. So thank you all for showing up and showing up with your powerful, smart selves. Let me just answer this one DM and then let's move along. Look for the replay early next week, probably Monday is the most likely. Okay, I'm just going to reply to this DM because then otherwise we won't be able to. Okay, thank you all. You're brilliant. Well done. Brilliant job. A bit of an endurance test. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care.